to answer questions that you may have on any matter, but I am assuming more specifically on the budget and operating plan. I will answer any question that you have and focus on that because I don't want to start making a presentation and eat up your question time, I guess. The only thing that I'll say is that the budget has been approved on Saturday. It's funny when I say that to others, I receive tomatoes. No. I'm joking, but...
Exactly. Yes, Olivier here. You can trust we always react opposite to everyone else here.
And you like it, don't you?
So we have the first question from Jean-Jacques Sebrena.
Bonjour, Xavier.
Bonjour, Jean-Jacques.
A simple question of scale. We're going to into a new ICANN period with a new CEO, etc., but also for physical reasons, which is the size of the available funds. So there are questions about how you allocate those funds, etc., but in terms of managing it, we're going from roughly a 60 million budget, which I was familiar with, let's say, 2-3 years ago, to I don't know how much, far larger. So does that entail for your team a change in scale, a change in method, or not so much?
So it does create an increased volume. I wouldn't say a change in scale. I'll continue in French because you... Tu as posé la question en français, donc...
You ask the question in English, but you are French, so I'm going to speak in French. Yes, we are going to have more volume. It doesn't change in a radical way the amount of people that we need in our team, excepting the analyze aspect and reporting aspect that I expect to be more important because there will be more analyze to do, more important cost and services that we are going to use for evaluation, etc. And there will be more volume, too, in terms of bill out, too, but not in a very important way. The essential part or the key part of the cost in volume, in the volume term, and volume term is going to come from 10 providers, two monthly bills for those 10 providers. It makes 20 bills per year, per month. So it's okay. It's a normal rhythm for us. It is not a very important element here. And the third element is the management of a treasury. It is a something important for the staff, regarding the staff. I have two people working with me, one for reporting, analyze of cost, and the other one for treasury issue that I added to the organization. We also decided, because of the new GTLD, another reason, we decided to have more bandwidth. I don't find the word in French. So bandwidth for the registry and registrar payment. It is four specific zones, and there is a problem, the management problems too, with supervision needed. So we wanted to increase the bandwidth for some functions to absorb a general volume of work, because 2 persons for a team of 8 or 9 persons, it's important. So it's a good increasing regarding the staff. We can also increase our resources in a permanent or temporary way with resources less important, but that can help us. I'm not concerned. I would say that financial is not only the department that take care of finance, which is more impacted by the increasing of responsibilities and people. Tijani, well, I'm going to speak in French too.
To precise.
I like it. Okay. I wanted to say something and I wanted to ask something. An observation, Xavier, I wanted to tell you that in ALAC we appreciate your way to work with us and to listen to us. And I said it this morning to the board and I say it now. We have time to discuss the budget and we appreciate that. And there is a tendency, it seems, to adopt the strategic plan that will help us to have more time. This is the observation. Tijani, I didn't understand what you said. We are satisfied by your reactivity in your way to interact with us, but there is a problem of time for budget. For the comment part and the interaction part too, or the lack of interaction. So the solution could be to go on in the adoption of the strategic plan, first part. Then the question, if we look at the number 6 note for the additional request, we can see that there was 100,000 that was allocated. I'm sorry, but your 2 comments are in a different areas. If you want, I'm going to make a comment on the first part of your observation, and then we'll go on. So the problems, the process problems on the budget, are going to be taken or looked at in the meeting tomorrow, a meeting planned for this reason. It is clear on my side that the comments that was made, that were made in the past on the budget process included in all the periods and in all the organizations. In a general way, it is very clear. We can say there are comments on the process in itself, the timing, the deadlines, and in the timing, I'm going to include the problems of interaction with community, because it's a problem, it's a timing problem, but not only a timing problem. We have seen that we have to approve the strategic plan earlier. It will help us. It's okay. It's true. It will give us more time. It is we have a deadline, so we have to work at the beginning and work on it at the beginning. It will help us, but it's not the only problem we have. It's not only a question of time. It's also the nature, I think, the nature of the interaction in itself that we have between finance, staff, and the rest of the community. And this is what is more difficult, I would say, because it's difficult to find solutions in that problem. The interaction nature, I mean, when I say that, I mean the way that we are going to exchange views, how we are going to ask questions and answer questions. The public comment process is very, how can I say, very, well, very structured, and also everybody can use it. That's a democratic principle, very important for our organization and necessary for our organization. So it's okay. But it's not a working process. It's not a work process. It, for a technical issue as budget, it is not. So it is not really adapted, and it is necessary for budget. It is true, but it is not enough, I think. So which solutions can we have to address this issue? Well, we are going to talk about that tomorrow. And to finish on that issue, because it applies to all the problems regarding budget, we can say that we are going to speak about details level. We are going to speak about alignment between strategic plan and budget. We are going to speak about document on the projects, etc. And to finish this on this issue, I will say that this examination process, tomorrow we are going to begin on, we are going to have the kickoff of the process. I don't want to anticipate on this meeting of tomorrow, but I'd like to have a deadline for the ending, the ending in Toronto, because the budgetary process is going to end there. The process we are going to kick off tomorrow will go on forever, but we need to have a deadline, a very clear deadline. That this deadline will be Toronto. The question now, Tijani speaking, the question now. Tijani.
So you will see it is a. Xavier on Friday morning during the ExCom meeting as well. So Xavier is going to come back to speak to us again on Friday morning.
Okay.
I just think maybe then we can formulate more questions. I know Evan is also in the queue for questions. You can formulate questions on Friday morning. I think it's because we really are running out of time. We have to speak with Alan regarding a statement after this, and then there's another session following up back-to-back. Two sessions.
Can I ask the question in anticipation of getting it answered on
Great point. Ask the questions now, and perhaps, Xavier, you can come back with the answers on Friday.
And if I can answer very shortly, which I'm not known to do, I will do it.
So first, Tijani's question, since he was in queue, and then Evan's question. Tijani?
The question. Tijani, you have the floor. The note number 6 under the table for additional quests, you limited the amount to 100,000. But if we look at the three issues that are in the note number 6, if we sum up, we have 154,000. If we sum it up, the note number 6. 154,000. Okay, I understand the question. The question, we will see it on Friday. Evan?
Thanks. I just wanted to ask at a conceptual level. I don't claim to have a deep background into the finances, but in terms of how money is allocated and how things are prioritized, do you see us going to a situation where at large is saying, okay, here is your allocation for the year. Within at large, you choose the programs on which you want to spend it, as opposed to we send in our programs and you say yes, yes, no, yes, yes. Is it possible to flip things in such a way that you tell us what we're able to spend and we set out the prioritization?
And no answer is required.
Yeah, I need to respond.
Deliberately asked
absolutely.
Not to get an immediate answer.
I appreciate it because I think there's several elements to the answer. So I'll note it and we'll talk about it on Friday. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Xavier, for coming to see us. And as we said, we'll follow up on Friday. We're moving directly over to Alan Greenberg with a discussion on the draft ALAC statement on the preliminary GNSO issue report on the protection of international organization names in new GTLDs. I invite everyone to click on the agenda item and look at the wiki page. Alan, you have the floor. You have about 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The issue report. The issue report is a complex one. I would suggest, however, that people download it. I will send you the links and take a look at it just to get an idea of the complexity, because it really is a complex one. It ranges from including the Red Cross and IOC, who the GNSO is already working on, to intergovernmental organizations, to even a wider form of international organizations. Some of it, in my mind, is a no-brainer. There's no way we should be looking at multinational for-profit companies in this, although they have been included as an option in the issue report. It does not include, however, international charities and things like that that are not truly governmental. So there's a lot of nuances that we have to look at. First, to focus on what this comment is about. This is a preliminary issue report. Therefore, there are two things that we want to comment on. Number one is the issue report on target? Has staff forgotten anything important? And there, I think there are one or two things, and I'll identify those when I draft something for you. I mentioned one of them this morning, in that it didn't highlight the fact that an international organization is often not able to use the UDRP or the URS because they are not technically trademarks. The second question is, this is our kick at the can to tell the GNSO, do we think that they, assuming the final issue report is close to the first one, do we think they should embark on a PDP? We're not telling them what the answer to the PDP will be. If there is a PDP, there will be lots of opportunity for at-large people to participate in the discussion of the actual outcome. In the past, we've had very little luck getting people to participate. Maybe this time we'll do better if one is launched. So it's the focus on the two things, not is there merit about giving protection to international governments, international governmental organizations, but should we be talking about that actual substance or not? So, in other words, we can toss it under the rug right now and ignore it completely, and in this particular case, given that the request originated from the GAC and the board, I don't think it's particularly wise to say, nah, we don't want to do it. It will likely come back in a different form from the board where we won't have a choice. So you'll see my results there. In my mind, embarking on a PDP can only be done if we first get, number one, formal advice from the GAC that this is required. So far we haven't had that, other than for Red Cross and IOC. And I certainly don't think it's up to the GNSO to decide whether intergovernmental organizations deserve special protection. So first, I would like to see a back. Second, there's an issue of scale. The issue report estimates that there are over 5,000 intergovernmental organizations around the world. I don't know who it is that is going to enumerate them and decide which ones are worthy and which ones are not worthy. But it sure isn't ALAC, it sure isn't the GNSO, and I don't think it's ICANN staff. So if the GAC does not want to take on that responsibility, I don't see how we can ever implement a policy like that. So I would like to have ALAC say that.
That is an absolute prerequisite for going ahead with the PDP, because otherwise we'll have a marvelous policy applied to an unknown number of groups, an unspecified number of groups, and that's a waste of time in my mind. This is going to be an expensive PDP in terms of effort, I believe. So I think we need to make sure it's going to be framed properly. Now, in terms of the nuances of do these people deserve protection or not, I think we have to be careful and make sure that we're looking at things from a user perspective, not, as we have in the past sometimes, from an anti-intellectual property lawyer perspective. You know, if there is danger of users being duped by fake websites and either contributing money to a charity or, you know, doing something else with some international organization, you know, like UNICEF, then I think we have to look at it from a user perspective. It is to our users' benefit if we don't have fake websites that are masquerading as real ones around the world. On the other hand, we don't want to duplicate protections which they don't need. One of the issues that the issue report is completely silent on, as well as any statistics I've seen, is with the current 100 or 5,000 IGOs, is there an incidence of cyber squatting and problems on the current domains? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if people masquerade as UNICEF to collect some money. I'm not sure people masquerade as UNESCO. So I think we need some real data on which to base any policy that comes out of it. But we don't need that data going into the decision to look at it. So I'm going to try to draft something which is relatively generic. If you've heard anything here which you object to strenuously, tell me soon in person or in writing. So I'll try to word something that will be acceptable. You know, if we simply say don't do it, it's not likely to have much effect. I think we've got to back it up with rationales, and we are looking at the public interest, and I think we have to look at it from a public interest point of view. Even if it gives, forgive me, even if it gives the Olympics an unfair competition over other things, I think we have to look at it from the public view. And I another one of the things I think I'm going to suggest, probably to be ignored, is that the GNSO treat the IOC different from the Red Cross, even though the two were requested at the same time. They may end up with the same result, but I don't want to bind them to having the same result for both. So if that sounds semi-reasonable, I'll toddle off over the next few days and try to draft something. The deadline... we passed the deadline a day or two ago for submitting it. We did submit a token comment saying we'll submit another comment soon, but that means we have about 2.5 weeks to get this done, if I remember the timing correctly. So since people often disappear for a week after this meeting, we don't have an awful lot of time to do something. If someone else would like to take over writing this, I'd be delighted to let them do it. If you want to work with me, let me know.
Alan, we have... Two minutes for questions. There was Evan already in the queue and Holly, and I think we'll probably be finished by that. Evan?
First thing is an offer of help. I can't take it over, but I'm more than happy to work with you on it.
Noted.
And secondly, I'm a little confused by one or two issues of this. I almost had the impression that this is something that the GNSO cannot refuse to take into a PDP. Do they actually have that choice? Because it seems the way this has been framed, this is something that the GAC has been pushing very strenuously on. Is it something that the GNSO actually has the ability to say, we don't consider this significant enough to take to a PDP? Is that even an option? And also, I'm going to suggest as we move forward that I think that ALAC should take a fairly strong stance making a distinction between charities that do try and collect public money for which public confusion actually causes fraud and people to lose money, as opposed to intergovernmental organizations who, number one, naturally already have a place within .int, whether they use it or not. Number two, very often work in acronyms. Anyway, so we'll stop it at that. It's just I have a number of confusions, and maybe we can take that into the drafting of this.
Two quick comments. Does the GNSO have the right to have the ability to refuse it? Yes. A few years ago, they started the process to look at protecting IGOs. This is prior to new GTLDs. In other words, modifying the UDRP or putting an equivalent process in. They ended up voting it down and didn't do anything on it. We're now living with the result of that. We're looking at it again. Given the origin of this request, that is, it came from a letter from the IGOs. It was sent to the board. The board forwarded it to GNSO and GAC. The GAC is debating, and it sounds like I suspect they're going to come out and recommend some sort of support for it. If the GNSO were to simply say no, I would not be surprised if the board would request an other issue report, and if the board requests the issue report, the GSO has no option but to continue. So I think the net result is it would probably happen anyway. I'm predicting the future, and that's a dangerous thing to do.
Okay, one last question from Holly. We have to close this meeting, so Holly, make it quick, please.
Love to work with you, and when you said you get data, I'm a little bit confused where you get it, what you're talking about. I think I've got an idea, but it's probably for another conversation another time.
Yeah. The getting data is if we were to embark on a PDP, we would need data as going into that process. I'm not saying do it before that.
I wasn't asking that. I was just asking the nature of the data, but Olivier is going to cry if I don't say goodbye.
I will either cry or start shooting people, so one or the two. You'd probably be happier if I cry, but I don't often cry, so this second one might be.
Okay.
Anyway,
you will get an email from me today with some pointers to where the issue report is, so you can read it if you have the stomach. Number two, you'll hear from me soon. Drafting, I have support from Evan to work on it with me. We'll identify what we agree on and what we disagree on in the first draft. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And I've seen that Holly was also interested. And several people around the table have now also heard that and might be also interested, and they can speak directly to you. This meeting is now closed. And we can immediately pass the chairmanship over to Avery, who is going to deal with the next session, which is... Joint at large new GTLD working group and review group meeting. And I apologize, Avery, for being 35 minutes, no, 25 minutes late. I can't even count. But we just talk too much in this place. Thank you.
Yeah, you must have been talking too much today.